Darren Frindell joins us now. Morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Now, this is a very strong Wednesday card. I think punters will want to come well armed and really bet up here today.
Yeah, when you look through, there's a few got a bit of form under the belt, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just a little bit stronger than usual for a Wednesday card, and those, I think, races 7 and 8 in particular are very strong, and then in some of the other races, they look to be absolute standouts or just dead set two-horse races. So, yeah, nice card ahead.
All right, well, we'll bounce the ball with the first. What do you like here?
Opening race, Poetic Charmer on top. Thought it did enough at Rose Hill at its first up run that in this company would be pretty hard to beat. I put Epic Grant down as the second pick. It's only a small field, but I don't think they'll push the envelope early on Epic Grant. That backfired last time. It was a touch keen and the lead and folded up. So I dare say from barrier one, they'll want to ride it with a smother this time around. Unforgotten. I'd say from its trial leading up to this, it would be a real winning chance. It settled last, but worked home well behind pretty far. And it's got the form behind Ace High from its previous preparation. And Kookamar, best of the rest, 4, 1, 6, and 2.
Don't you feed that dog.
He's uncanny. He
knows.
I think it's you, Sean. He hears your voice in the background and it gets him all wound up.
That's the only thing I can excite, dogs. There you go. Now the second. Either that or you go out in the balcony and let the dog inside. 3 and 4 come out of race two.
Righto, so we'll balance things up here. Race two, best bet of the day here is Epidemic. Trial was lovely leading up to this. Very good work. And what just typically when these younger horses with James Cummings trial well, they run well, and the majority of them get the cash. And I'm hoping that'll be the case with Epidemic here today. Highly Influential has been nominated and scratched from a number of meetings in the last few weeks. Its trials have been very solid, and it'll be very competitive. Kettering, I thought it was quite a performance beat at Muswellbrook first up in the maiden. The race didn't go to plan, but it worked home well. So I thought they were the main chances. Epidemic stands out, and I think Highly Influential in Kettering will fight out second and third. And Madonica, it's had a couple of decent hit-outs of the trials, and it might be able to pick up some minor prize money. But 7, 1, 2, and 8, my order there in the second.
Righto, the third, 5's out.
I'm going with the majority here with I Am Serious. She looks the winner. I think it's the 1550 metres that really looks attractive now. Both her starts at Warwick Farm, she's concerned me early in the straight. She's hit a bit of a flat spot. And that was certainly the case last time. At about the 450, she just wasn't picking up. Then once they flattened out in the straight, she got serious, and then she was blocked for a run. With clear running, she may have gone close to the money there. So I just hope she can just travel a little bit better turning into the straight this time or at the top of the home straight. But I think over the longer trip, she's worth taking the chance on. Princess Posh finished just in front of I Am Serious at Warwick Farm, but I do suspect with clear running, I Am Serious would have finished in front of her. Shield Wall has got the inside gate. She got a lovely run into it. And Siskin will be on speed, I thought, was the other of the chances in the race. But I'll give her one last chance here, I Am Serious. This should be a race today. 3 to beat 1, 4, and 2.
Geez, you're quieting the dog down. Who's in the sin bin? You or the dog?
Oh, the dog.
No.
You should see him. He's prancing around out there. He's not happy.
I can imagine. Sounds about 6 inches high, too, the dog. The fourth, pull out 4, 7, and 8.
He stands on his dinner bowl. He might get that high. Race four here. I thought this was a two-horse race, and initially, I put Stonebrook on top because it's going to lead. I don't think there's much doubt about that. But the more I went digging into it, I've decided to go with Kill McCurry here. It led for a long way in the JRA Cup at Moonee Valley. It was a pretty intense race, pressure-wise, up front. And Jon Snow was able to win that. And Kill McCurry just really dropped out over the last 100 metres at the end of the 2040. But it's in a 1550-metre race today. I think Maps Well, it's going to be right up on the speed, not too far from the favourite Stonebrook. And at the odds, I'll take the chance here with Kill McCurry for that 3 kilo claim. It's got 57 to carry versus the 60 and a half of Stonebrook is right up in the weights now. So 2 to beat 1 there in the fourth. Calypso Bay found bad luck in a field of 6 last time at Canterbury. Couldn't get the clear run when it required. So did go around with an excuse. And Dalmatia Prince, Josh Adams back riding now, following his suspension. So we'll see if Josh can pick up where he left off, because prior to that unfortunate suspension up north, he was riding in outstanding form. I think Dalmatia Prince is a little squeak there at longer odds, but two on top to beat 1, 3, and 9.
All right, the fifth, we've got a full field.
Now, this race, pretty much gone around the track map. I think Cedarwood gets a terrific run into it. It sat softly outside the leader, Zarthy Bar, and just wasn't quite good enough against it last time, but the overall form is solid. From barrier two, Tim Clark's going to have options. The Cheetah, I thought, was given every chance first up there at Gosford, but the pace was pretty solid, and it was chasing the leaders. The winner came from right out the back, Arn Verder, so the tempo was quite good. The Cheetah's worth another chance. Cordant was also able to win on that same program at Gosford. Corey Brown gets the run there, gets the ride there. There's a lot to like about Corden's effort. And the Star of Africa, had it drawn better than the 10 of 10, I would have had it a lot higher in the tip, Star of Africa, but I'm a little bit concerned where this is going to end up. But it did win with a lot of authority there at Warwick Farm. So Blake Sheen can get the right run today. It certainly ended. I'll be putting all four of these in the quaddy today, but my preferred order is 8, 4, 9, and 7.
Okay, we go to the next race. 6, pull out 4, 8, 10, and 11.
I think Basa stands out here. I just hope they go hard enough now that Coys has come out. That's destroyed the race for speed. I don't know who's going to lead now. And Basa's a backmarker, so that's sort of not encouraging in that respect. But her run at Rose Hill was outstanding a few weeks ago. Behind Alliterate, came from right out the back. Another stride she would have got there. She first came on my radar back in March in a race at Goulburn when she flushed home along the fence and went enormous there. Of course, they took her up to Queensland and she ran quite well in the Oaks behind Egg Tart, beaten 2.5. I'm not sure where she's going to be in the run. I do note they did go 4-1 day at Wyong and they were able to win under those circumstances. So from a good gate, Abdullah might be able to have her. I'm sure Brenton Abdullah will want to have her a lot closer in the run there today. I think Base is just simply better than these. But Macquarie Magic, thought it won with a bit of style there at Gosford last week over a mile. At the $15, $16 an offer about Macquarie Magic, I'll be throwing it in everything you do here. Lead Choreographer at the $3, I'm not so certain about it. I liked it when it won first up at Warwick Farm, and then it was a touch disappointing last time under the lightweight. It just didn't go to the line 100% there on the firm track. And it's pretty skinny odds, Lead Choreographer, so I've only put it down as the third best. And then Caravali, it has to go in all your trifectas and first fours. But Basa on ability looks a standout here. 9 to beat 6, 3, and 2.
Well, at race 7, the 8 comes out.
This is where we really turn it up with the quality. I thought there was 5 genuine chances in the race, but Osborne Bulls, his run was terrific there at Rose Hill behind Invincibella. They both ran home in very impressive sections, and Invincibella won again at Randwick there on Saturday. So that's got to be the turning point. Osborne Bulls has come up with a gate. It's drawn the 3, so there's not much risk of it being planted out wide. Where Slow Burn, they've had bad luck with the draws for this. First up there, it drew bad, but she hit the lead really impressively, and she did make it an easier ride for Tim Clark. He was able to just come across, sit outside the speed, and really control that race. This could be a different situation today, as there's a lot of speed within Times of War, Passage of Time, Kanachi, and Fujiwara were all drawn underneath Slow Burn. So she might be a little bit of a risk, but she's very talented. I've got her as second. Rosa Carolina, no luck last time out. It's the value runner. And in Times of War, it'll be ridiculous to leave it out of the selections from such a good gate. So 1, 10, 7, and 2. And I've rather rudely left out Passage of Time. That's how much depth there is to this field. 1, 10, 7, 2, and Passage of Time would be the next one in.
Rightio, the final event, 3, 11, 14 out.
Blinkers on Dixie Chick, that'll do me here. First up, fresh record's good, but with the shades on, the trial. I don't think she trialled Warwick Farm with the blinkers on, but here we go on race day with them. I think she'd be pretty hard to beat. Chelleran, who's going to be right up on the speed. Best guess, looks pretty well placed in this company. And Artemis Road, presuming. Rose, she's a winning chance as well. I think I'd need all of those in the quaddy. 6, 10, 15 and 12 in the last.
All right, what's your best?
The best is Epidemic. I'll just be safe here. I'm very confident this will win. Race 2, number 7. We'll stand it out as the best bet of the day.
All right, good luck, and let the dog in now.
Yes. Okay. Dinner time, and then we're going to pop off to Canterbury.
All right, good on you, Darren Findell.